Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Being ghosted, usually you can handle it. You can move on. You're a strong person, but sometimes you need answers, right? You need that closure, and we're going to help out with that. Sometimes you just really don't want to accept the fact that they have ghosted you, and that's okay, too. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey
there. Hey.
We understand that Rudy is a no call, no text, and we're going to try to figure out why, but why don't you... Go ahead.
Rudy is rude. Rudy is rude.
Wow. Rudy is rude. Okay. We're coming in hot. Tell us what happened to get to this point. How'd y'all meet and you know, what happened on your date and stuff?
We have mutual friends, which I think the whole ghosting thing makes it even more awkward because we know people, you know, the same people. Usually I don't like to do dinner on the first date, but he wanted to take me to this place he loves in Round Rock called Cork and Barrel. And I've been there a few times. I really like it. So I was like, what the hell? And we had a great time. You know, I was like a little nervous at first, again, since we're kind of maybe running the same circle, but we had a really good time. Nothing went wrong. And, you know, I know usually why people get ghosted and whatnot, but like I felt like our date went really well. We hit it off. I felt really comfortable around him. And we kind of agreed that nothing was off limits on the first date. And, you know, we're kind of asking each other some hot button issue, you know, topics, and it didn't feel like anything was a deal breaker.
Wait, why did you decide to do that?
I don't know. You don't want to waste people's times, and I don't. It's kind of like I liked it because we were kind of on the same energy level. Like we both felt comfortable talking and getting vulnerable, and we talked about our dating histories. And I know people don't normally do that, but again, it's just kind of like, why didn't it work out? What are you looking for in a relationship? So
okay.
I'm a green flag. I don't know why. Keep on calling me back. I don't know why.
I am a green flag. I love that.
Let's go.
I am a green flag through and through.
All right.
So it just doesn't make sense.
Sounds like you have a great personality, Kayla. I don't know why anybody wouldn't call you back.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree.
Well, why don't we call Rudy and figure out what's going on with him? All right. Hang on.
Please.
Hello?
Rudy.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. I'm going to come at you pretty hard here, but I want to give you all the information real quick before you say anything else. We're doing a radio show on Mix 94.7. We've got Kayla on the phone, and that's why we're contacting you. Now, just for the record, we're not on anyone's side here. We're just trying to help get her some answers because she's confused as to why she hasn't heard from you. Just told us great things about you, said y'all had a wonderful date, but wants to know where you've been. And we're like, well, listen, we'll play the middle person. Maybe you don't feel comfortable talking to Kayla, but hopefully you'll feel comfortable talking to us. So do you mind chatting with us, A? And if you don't, then what happened? Are you not interested in her? Or is there some sort of breakdown in communication? What went wrong?
I mean, this is totally on me. And I will fully admit that, and it's just probably that I'm just insecure, and I couldn't handle certain things about her. On our date, we started talking about our histories, like of who we dated in the past and whatnot. And I pretended to be cool with some of the things that she said, and I really wanted to be. But when I got home, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Okay. Give us an example.
She dated a few professional athletes, and one that isn't local and one that is, and it's just hard for me to imagine her going from that to me. You know what I mean? And my boys even got me had to saying it was like a red flag. They got all up in my psyche and whatnot with that. And that, you know, any girl that dates athletes, especially professional ones, is just a no-go.
Okay.
And even if they're wrong, it's intimidating, you know.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm not saying that women that have dated professional athletes in the past are red flags, but I understand what you're saying about the intimidation factor. I mean, there have been a couple of women that I have dated, and then I look at some of the guys that they have dated in the past, and I'm like, oh, dang, he is way hotter.
No, I get it.
I mean, look at this dude.
Yeah.
I think it takes a strong person, or I don't know. I mean, it's like the fact that you like just know right away you can't compete, and you just want to bow out.
Well, wait, hold on. I didn't say I can't compete.
did you stick around?
Well, physically.
Right.
Audrey, from a woman's perspective, do you think Rudy's insecurity is founded or nonsense?
My expertise on this is limited to BET's The Game TV show,
mm-hmm.
where they're all athletes and they have all these girls around them. They always label these girls that date athletes like they're kind of not what they go for.
Oh.
The girls that only date athletes.
Oh, I see.
Not that that's a bad thing.
Right. They don't want to date them is what you're saying.
Yeah, like cleat chasers, they'll
call
chasers,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I also hear the term WAGs.
Oh, wife and girlfriends?
Mm-hmm.
Wives and girlfriends? Those aren't necessarily people chasing it. Those are just the people, once you start dating one, you're a wife or girlfriend.
Except for the fact that oftentimes the girlfriend is there the same time as the wife.
Very true.
Anyway,
rows.
Kayla,
yeah.
Hey, listen, you heard what Rudy had to say. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the final word here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed. Uh-huh. Like, it's pretty immature for my past to be a problem. And there's a reason why dating the athletes didn't work out. I'm on a date with him now, and I was really into him. So, I don't know. I would never judge a guy based off who he's dated.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I'm glad I know that he feels this way, and I guess glad we got, you know, asked all those hard questions, but
yeah,
I'm still on the lookout, athlete or not.
Tell
there
him,
you
sis.
Go.
There you go.
Kayla's number is, kidding. Well, listen, thank you for being honest, Rudy, and
yeah,
glad
real,
that we didn't
dude.
Waste anybody's time here, and we got it all out pretty quickly. So good luck. We hope you are able to find someone that you like, and same for you, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.